in Paris today, talks among members of the UN Security Council got underway. The topic, the next step in the standoff with Iran. On Friday, an International Atomic Energy Agency report said that Iran had not complied with last month's UN demand to stop enriching uranium. So the U.S., the U.K., and France are trying to lay out a timetable for a new, stronger resolution. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Paris.
Last month's statement from the UN Security Council demanding that Iran stop enriching uranium was non-binding. Going into today's talks, Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns said the next step was to get a binding, so-called mandatory statement, which could lead to economic sanctions under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter.
I think what you'll see unfold is the European governments would put forward, following today's discussion, some form of a Chapter 7 resolution. We need to discuss the form of it today. And that resolution, I think, would probably ask Iran to suspend its nuclear activities.
The problem is that Iran has made it quite clear that it has no intention of suspending its nuclear activities. On top of that, Neil Partick of the Economist Intelligence Unit in London says Chinese and Russian opposition to any kind of economic sanctions would definitely affect the strength of any Chapter 7 resolution in the coming weeks.
There's a strong chance that the U.S. and the Europeans will succeed in getting a so-called mandatory resolution, a Chapter 7 one. But I think in order to get that kind of authority attached to the resolution itself will not contain much meaning. It's liable to be in the form of a condemnation of Iran, but it's not liable to threaten any kind of economic sanctions or worse against Iran.
Patrick says that the Iranians know this very well, and this puts many of the cards into Tehran's hands.
As long as we're in a position where there cannot be agreement on even modest sanctions at this stage, and as long as Iran is quite adamant that it will not cooperate, at least without major concessions, then Iran's in a position of saying, we will preserve our right to pursue this technology, and you must come and talk to us. You must negotiate with us.
The U.S. has said it won't talk directly to Iran about its nuclear program, at least for now, even though it has talked to the North Koreans about their nuclear weapons program. Tehran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful civilian purposes only. French analyst Jean-Marc Ilouz has reported on the U.S.-Iran relationship from both Tehran and Washington. He says history and emotion sometimes hold both sides back.
The French have already told the Americans, certainly repeatedly, that Washington should go beyond its anger dating back from 1979 and the American embassy hostage crisis. I think the French are convinced that there will be no solution unless the Americans talk directly to the Iranians.
The likelihood of that seemed to decrease even more today as Tehran announced it had discovered more uranium ore in Iran that could be used in its nuclear program. A top commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards also said today that Israel would be Tehran's first target if Iran were attacked by the United States. While Washington insists it is seeking a diplomatic solution through the United Nations, if that goes nowhere, many analysts believe the U.S. will press ahead with unilateral sanctions, hoping other nations will join. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Paris.